I'm Matt.
I'm Carrie.
We are the Stagmar Brothers of Baltimore Knife and Sword.
Our work can be seen on film, Broadway, and at Renaissance festivals around the country.
We're going to be building some of your favorite weapons, and some weapons that you've never seen before.
This is Man at Arms, Reforged.
You guys asked for Kill a Kill Scissor Blade. We're going to do something that I don't think any other blacksmith would ever try and attempt. We found a really nice 3D rendering of the scissor blade that we'll be basing our pattern off of. I plugged that into AutoCAD and began tracing the profile.
The scissor blade is basically a pair of scissors in half as a sword blade. There it is, that's pretty much our basic pattern for the scissor blade. Hand the drawing off to John and he'll take it from there.
The most efficient way to make the scissor blade is obviously to plasma cut it out.
We have our Kill a Kill scissors blade cut out on the plasma. Definitely the most efficient way to make this blade quickest, but Ellie and I have better ideas.
What we're gonna do is forge our billet out of scissors, and I mean a lot of them.
I think we'll forge those into a blade instead. So we've taken all of our scissors, got them nice and bundled up, so now we're gonna give it a shot.
Once the clump of scissors is up to temperature, begin the long and steady process of consolidation. To speed up the process, we take the swage to the hydraulic press and begin to slowly rotate the billet as we press it into the form. Once we've done 4 or 5 heats of that, we remove the swage and replace it with flat dies that will allow us to square the bar and prep it for the power hammer. After several heats of drawing out the blade on the power hammer, Illy is now ready to begin his preform. Using a Japanese dog head forging hammer, Ilya lays in the bevels to the blade. This not only begins our striking edge, but also gains us some width to the blade. With the shaping of the blade now complete, Ilya turns it around and begins forging the handle section. Ilya bends the handle piece around that will become our knuckle bow. This will have a hinged piece and extend into a two-handed grip. Ilya marks the spot that I imitate and hit with the sledge. In this case, Ilya is the caller and I'm the striker. The purpose of this is to draw out the peak in the center of the blade. Now it's time to punch the two holes in the scissors blade. Ilya holds the hot punch as I strike it on the anvil surface, thinning out a portion of the blade. Once we get it thin enough, we move to the hardy hole and punch the slug out.
It's pretty much the shape, to be honest. I just have to do a little bit of profile grinding, true up the point, make the back of the spine here nice and flat. He really forged the shape almost perfectly.
Ilya did an incredible job forging this blade to shape, so profiling it shouldn't take me much time at all. Now that we have our blade profile nice and crisp, it's time to lay in our edge bevels.
I ground off about half the material that was in this blade, so much so that I have a giant pile of steel dust down here at my feet. Probably removed 5 pounds of steel.
Using an air-powered die grinder, I clean out the punched holes. I bring the blade up to about 1550 degrees before quenching in a horizontal quench tank. After quenching, the metal is still very hot. I only have a few seconds to run to the vise and do my straightening before it cools fully. After heat treat and tempering, it's finally time for me to get my grind on.
Got our blade sanded and polished. It's now ready for etch. Because of the curvature, it won't fully fit in. So I have to kind of go up and down so we don't get a hard etch line. I'm using some 3000 grit sandpaper just to wipe the surface. Really helps you see the pattern.
takes the oxidation off, helps the etch go a little quicker. You can see another handle of the scissors here with the blade coming out. All those little holes are all the little holes in the scissors.
John adds two sections of metal to either side of the handle using the TIG welder. This is to thicken it to make it easier to hold in your hand. John takes the welded handle and the blade, puts them together, and checks the motion of the handle to make sure there's clearance where he has the pivot located.
I did some sculpting to the handle on the grinder last night. I used a 2-inch wheel to sculpt out our finger grooves for that nice grip. I also did a big bevel on the back, a little more comfortable, took a lot of weight off. I need to polish it out a little bit. I'm gonna do that on the Scotch-Brite.
I used the Scotch-Brite wheel to create a matte finish before paint. The last step that I must do before paint is to connect our handle to the blade. I drive the 1/4-inch pin through the holes, creating my pivot.
This blade has a couple different ways that it transforms in the anime, all using magic. The only real transformation that we could do mechanically is this handle extension. Glad we decided to forge it out of some scissors. That really made this unique. I don't think there's too many other smiths on the planet that would even try that. Pretty excited to get it red and get to using it.
With all the elaborate work that went into making this blade and producing a beautiful pattern, I decided to use a metallic automotive paint that will show the pattern through the color. We started from a giant bundle of scissors and created one heck of a sword blade. This turned out to be one of my favorite builds of this season.
Class is now in session. Yeah!
Click here to subscribe or click here to watch more episodes. Thanks for watching Man at Arms Reforged. We need to know what you want the guys to build, so tell us in the comments below what weapons you want to see next.